100.3 WRMB, your home for the best in R&B. Deanna Williams, Derek Sampson, and we would like to welcome award-winning television and movie actress, and now in a new different capacity, S. Ipatha Merkerson. Good morning.
Good morning.
So most people know you from your role as Lieutenant Anita Van Buren for many years on Law & Order, countless other films. What made you make the decision to go from in front of the camera to behind?
I think it was just the process, you know, that you're in this business for such a long time. And then as a woman, you know, the roles become less and less the older you get. And how do you keep yourself creative? And so my thought was that I would, you know, do a film. And this the thought was literally something narrative. But my producing partner has an incredible grandmother who suggested this particular story. And we just fell right into it.
Tell us about the story.
Well, it's about a little-known organization, and these organizations were created when these freed communities of enslaved people, the newly freed enslaved, created benevolent societies, and they were self-help groups. This one in particular, the Fairhope Benevolent Society, was created as a means to help these communities bury their dead. And this particular one was created in 1888.
So we do not, I mean, this is my first time learning about it. So here we go. History, right? School. We spend all these years in school getting, what, quote, American history?
Right. And you know, it is not unlike any immigrant community that comes to this country. Self-help groups are always a part of those communities. So it was not unlike African Americans to create one as well. And so as they found themselves freed, that, you know, there were things they had to do. They had to house and clothe their families. They had to find jobs, and they had to bury their dead. So it became a community concern where people pooled their monies, and if someone passed away, then they were sent to glory in a decent way.
Well, this coming Tuesday, you're going to be in Philadelphia at the International House. What time, and if people are interested in getting more information about ticket purchases, is it a free or ticketed event?
I believe it's a ticketed event, but it's minimal. Mm-hmm. It's they can check the scribe.org. Yes, scribe.org, www.scribe.org for information. The International House is at 3701 Chestnut Street, and the screening is at 7 p.m.
Very good. It's The Contradictions of Fairhope. And can we congratulate you at this time for being a co-director and producer of this project?
Yes.
That's a formidable undertaking.
Absolutely. And, you know, there were a lot of lessons learned, but I think that what people will take from this film was a part of our history that is unknown.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that this organization is still in existence, it will be, I believe, 125 years old this year, that the folk who belong to it still meet once a month. They still pay dues, and they still do their initial mission, which was bury their dead. And it's extraordinary that an organization can last this long. And indeed, benevolent societies were the precursor to insurance, because basically what it did was insure burial. And once insurance came into being, people were getting burial policies. So these organizations started losing their strength and their members between that and the migration of folk from the South North. But if you think about it, if you go to church, there is always this offering, and I never realized it until now, but there was always this offering that was a benevolent offering that went along with your regular tithing and the regular church offerings. But that's indeed where it came from, this sense of benevolence and helping, mutual concern.
Well, we thank you so much for joining us and sharing this exciting project on Tuesday at the International House. You don't want to miss The Contradictions.
I look forward to everyone coming out.
A Fairhope, yes. And we welcome you early This is the first of your many Welcome to Philadelphia's that you'll receive.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for joining us. We can continue to see you on our very own TV One's Find Our Missing, correct?
That's right. Yes.
We love that. Congratulations on that. That's a major show.
Yeah, it is. And we're actually going to do with the Black and Missing Foundation, I'm going to be a part of their first annual run in D.C. coming up on May 25th. Black and Missing Foundation is an incredible organization that has been helping families to get information about their loved ones.
Thank you so much for your meaningful work in our community many levels. Bless you.
Take care.
We're 100.3
WRNB.